Yeah, it was a shock. Chief Capps called me just a little bit before 4 o'clock this afternoon, and he started by telling me what had happened, and my brain just didn't want to believe it. I had to ask him a second time to tell me who it was he was talking about, and when he repeated it, I couldn't say anything. And after a few minutes, he gave me the information that I needed to know, and the city staff, RB, Alley, number of others, all arrived here at the Met. You know, when you lose somebody, the quality of Frank Simpson, you lose a little bit of the pulse of the community. And Frank had really embraced this community. This was his job. This was the thing he wanted. And that was probably the hardest thing to swallow in all of this. This was his bucket list. He had checked it off. And here it is. His family's just about to move up into the home that they have here in College Station, get everybody together. What a positive experience. And then the way Frank poured himself in with passion into the numerous projects that we have going on in this city. There was going to be a Frank Simpson footprint all over this town. And there still will be to some extent. And I think probably if anything, as we're going through all of this, what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that we fulfill those things that were still on his bucket list.
Which would include?
Kyle Field, the renovation, Scott and White, the municipal management district that's developing there, the bio corridor, all the developments going up along University Drive, and so many more things that are just happening throughout the city. I mean, everything from, you know, how we're looking at neighborhoods and how we're trying to design them better now to make the quality of life here in College Station what everybody enjoys. The reason why people like Frank Simpson want to come to College Station.
And this was his destination job.
This is it. This was the one that he was hoping to be here until retirement. And we were looking forward to it. We were when we named Frank as our city manager, took off the interim title on March 28th, we knew what we were getting because we had seen Frank at work under David Neely. And, you know, you don't always get that opportunity. Sometimes you hire somebody and you think you know what you're getting, but it doesn't turn out to be quite what you expected. In Frank, we knew. And he had lived up to that expectation. So it's going to be hard. You know, you try to say, can somebody be replaced? Yeah, you try. But you never completely replace somebody like Frank Simpson.
So how does the city administration work now in the interim?
Good question. Our city charter is prepared for situations like these. Kathy Merrill steps up and assumes the interim title as city manager, and we are working on the process to make sure that that's the way the city charter says it has to be done. And then following that, we will take a look as the city council at what steps we'll go in the future. You know, we have in the past, we have promoted, obviously, with Frank, interim folks, but that's because Frank wanted to be city manager, and we'll have to find that out. Or do we need to reopen and start a whole new search and everything else? This is a crucial time for the city with all the big projects that we've already talked about on the table. So we need to make sure that we've got folks that are in place who can do the job.
And you both joining up at about the same time. His returning to College Station about the same time you get on council.
That's right. You know, and perhaps that's what helped Frank and I bond well together. I enjoyed going to Frank and even David Neely when he was here, and the three of us would have lunch and talk about the different issues and things that were coming up and try to set strategies and identify just what we could do for the city. So it's going to be tough, I'll tell you, going to that next meeting and he's not sitting at the head of the table.